Imagine if Santa came twice, if advent calendars never ended, and if Christmas telly could be even better. Well, the last one can come true with Now TV, with the latest blockbusters including Avengers Endgame, Mary Poppins Returns, and plenty of Christmas classics. It's telly with all the trimmings. So, what's your TV got for you this Christmas? Search Now TV. 18 plus content streaming this Christmas, month pass auto renews unless cancelled, terms apply.
This is Acast Recommends. Every week we pick one of our favourite shows, and this is one we think you're going to love.
I'm Kate Spencer.
And I'm Dori Shafrir.
And we're the hosts of Forever 35, a podcast about the things we do to take care of ourselves. Each Monday, we release our mini episodes where we dive into listener emails and voicemails to give our two cents on relationships, the best toner, and whether or not you should take that spontaneous trip to Paris after your breakup.
And join us again on Thursdays for our full-length episodes with special guests like comedian Nicole Byer and author Elizabeth Gilbert to learn all about their passions and, of course, their skincare routines.
Acast is home to the biggest podcasts from the UK and around the world. Subscribe to this show and hundreds more now via Acast or wherever you get your podcasts.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Just saying, okay?
Christy Wowerty Dowerty.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Megan the Slayer Taylor.
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the bird.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Hot dang, it's Jessica Dang.
He makes us squee, Richie D.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
Hannah, God, I love that banana. Anderson.
Higher than high-res, it's Lauren Perez.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Lisa Wallant, now that's what I call Wallant. The Bay Area betches, and our super premium Patreon subscribers.
Let's take off with Tamala Plain. Give 'em hell, Miss Noel.
Always ready for Nicole Passeretti.
One day you're Rachel's in, and the next day you're out.
Lourdes, the Lourdes of the Rings.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
Yes, we can with Howley, Carolyn, and Anne.
Yes, we should with Carrie Bridgewood.
You're the Wyndham beneath our wings, Joe Wyndham.
Nancy Cease and Desisto.
Joey Grant, the Grandmaster.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Shannon out of a cannon Anthony.
Incredible. Edible Matthews sisters. And
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Watch what crappens. Watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Crappens. Crappens.
Crappens. Watch what crappens. Watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to watch. I'm Ben Mandelker from The Real Housewares of Kitchen Island. New episode coming soon, hopefully. And joining me is the wonderful and hilarious co-host of the Rose Pricks Bachelor Rose podcast, which is coming back in January. It's Ronnie Karam. What's going on, Ronnie?
Well, hello, Ben.
And hello. We just got back from a whirlwind tour of St. Louis and Philadelphia. It was so fun. Thank you guys so much. Our late show in Philadelphia, where we recapped Beverly Hills, that'll probably be up around over the holidays or something like that. We'll save that for later. It might even be a two-parter because it was like a lot. It was a big episode. So thank you so much, everyone who showed up. And of course, this week, we are finishing out our 2019 for live shows this week. First with Denver, where we are going to recap this week's Real Housewives of Orange County. And then in Seattle on Friday, it's Crappensmas. We encourage everyone to wear your most festive holiday garb. We are going to be celebrating the holidays, every holiday that's possibly known to man, at Crappensmas in Seattle. There are still tickets left. We're going to have so much fun. We're going to recap Real Housewives of New Jersey, truly the most perfect thing to recap around Christmas, right? I mean, bring your sprinkle cookies, bring your sweaters, bring your nutcrackers, whatever it is. So to get tickets for that, it's watchercrappins.com. And then tomorrow, it's Tuesday. You know, Tuesday is when we always announce our new shows and our pre-sales. I can guarantee some of you are going to be extremely happy. We are going to be announcing shows for two major cities that we've both gone to with two of our most loyal fan bases. One of the cities has been way overdue. So stay tuned tomorrow for that announcement. That's going to be amazing. And then here's what's happening in 2020 for us. Starting in January, we have the Golden Crappies in Los Angeles. There are literally five tickets left. If you want to come, there's literally five left. And then we're going to Detroit, Columbus, Austin, Houston, Birmingham, Alabama, New Orleans, Lawrence fucking Kansas. Someone told us that's how we're supposed to say it. Lawrence fucking Kansas. That's like the thing. Omaha. It's like, she's like, you better say Lawrence fucking Kansas. LFK. People will get it. So if you don't get it, blame someone. Omaha, Salt Lake City, Vancouver, Orlando, Charleston, hello, Oklahoma City, Asbury Park, and Washington, D.C. We'll have a few more shows added onto that roster soon enough. And yeah, it's going to be a very exciting 6 months. And after we'll be taking a break.
We're going to have some good times in the next few months. So thanks to everyone who comes, and we'll see you over there. If you still need Christmas stuff, you better hurry up and go to Crappins, okay? Go to crappinsmerch.com or just find the store links at watchatcrappins.com. There's Shannon Boldore t-shirt still till the end of the year. There's also Ramona leggings for Christmas. Ramona Santa Claus. Ramona shirts saying ho, ho, ho. Okay. Ramonica shirts. When life gives you salads. I mean, when life gives you taco, make taco salads. There's twerps, dork shirts. There's a lot of stuff in there. So go get it now. And also, we do a lot of Crappins on demand videos if you guys want to watch these. We do at least one a week. And those are on our Patreon along with our bonus episodes. So go over there. And I think that's enough shilling for today.
I know. I do want to say an apology because I actually wore my Shannon Boldore t-shirt to our Philadelphia show. It was under my sweater. And I forgot to take off my sweater and show it and show the glory of Shannon Boldore.
Because I was cold. What the hell, dude?
I know. I was cold. And so I just forgot. So Shannon was with us that entire time that for both shows. And I got home to the hotel and I was like, well, that was a lovely night. I'm just going to take off my sweater. And oh my God, I'm Shannon Boldore. Overlooked once again. Once again.
Brain leaking. I was due to brain leakage. You can thank Kelly Dodd for that.
Yeah, also, by the way, congratulations to Shannon Boldore for being the Peloton wife before Peloton wife was even a thing. Did you know about this?
Yeah, Peloton wife.
Yeah, Shannon Boldore, the original Peloton wife. The original scared wife whose husband just wants her to lose some weight by the next holiday season.
Classy ad, everybody. Hugs.
Can we talk about Atlanta?
Let's talk about Atlanta.
Sorry.
No, I was just saying, I think in the Shannon situation, she really didn't want that. And the actual commercial, the lady does seem to want it.
That's true.
But I think that's like David's dream. I think David wrote that commercial.
I think so.
Yeah, this is for a wife. I need a wife who wants a Peloton.
It's like, no, fuck you, okay? You know what I want as a wife? Money, jewelry, vacations. Take your fucking bike and shove it up your ass. How about that?
Yeah.
Oh, by
seriously.
The way, Peloton, if you want to advertise with us, we're open.
Okay. I would love for Peloton to be a sponsor because that would be great. I don't have any space anywhere for a Peloton, but just, you know, I'd make space for you, Peloton. I'd make space for you, Daddy.
The problem is that I really love to use the products that advertise with us, especially the bras. Love the bras. but I love to use the products. And you know I ain't going to get on a goddamn Peloton. You know that is not going to happen.
I would. I would actually do it. I would become the Peloton wife gladly.
You can get on it and I'll stand in front of you and eat chips while I stare at you intensely and talk about how much your quinoa sucks.
I would love that. I would love that. So today is Atlanta. Atlanta really brought a smile to my face this week. I was cracking up. I was like, this is why we needed Kenya hilarious. Back. This is why you need Kenya back for some like big, messy situation. It was really good.
Yes. And did you see, we'll get to it later. I'll look it up while we talk about it. I was going to talk
t-shirt?
About Nene telling Andy off on Instagram.
Oh my God. I can't wait.
You want me to tell you?
Yeah, yeah. I would love to hear it. I would love to hear this.
So basically on Watch What Happens Live, Andy showed a picture of NeNe wearing that same red dress at the Bravo, I guess it was at the Bravo Watch What Happens doorbell ringing day, whatever that was. She was wearing that same red dress that she's wearing in the diary room sessions. And they were teasing, you know, they were teasing her like, well, last time her strap broke and I guess you fixed that strap. And then Eva is on Watch What Happens Live and she's cracking up like it's the most hilarious, the shadiest thing she's ever heard. Someone having a broken strap. And so Andy's like, I didn't mean it to be shady. Was it really that shady? And she's like, oh yeah, like I don't mean stuff to be shady.
Yeah.
So then NeNe goes on Instagram. She's like, why is this even necessary, Andy? I don't appreciate this. Oh God forbid I wear a dress twice. And just goes off on Andy.
No, you know what this is? Because, like, didn't NeNe back out of BravoCon? That's what this is. It's payback from Andy. He's going to get you some way. One way or another, he's going to get you.
You're going to talk about your strap breaking.
Yeah, because he knows.
Drama it's like, over there.
It's like the guy on Seinfeld who, when he breaks up with women, he says things that are, like, that, like, haunt women forever. And Elaine, like, he breaks up with Elaine, and he's like, yeah. Well, whatever. Shut up, big head. And she's like, big head. That was like so stupid. And then like she spends the rest of the episode being paranoid about the size of her head. This is Andy Cohen doing that. He's like, wow, nice strap that's broken. And now like NeNe's going to spend the rest of her life like, did my strap break again? Andy Cohen.
Yeah. Every time we see NeNe from now on, she's going to be reaching for her strap to make sure they're pulled up.
Yeah. Good. And you know what, NeNe? Your contributions to this season continue to be underwhelming. And you tried to make this episode about you at the end. Didn't work. Because guess what? I guarantee, I mean, I have not taken any empirical evidence on this, but I guarantee everyone, when they were done with the episode, they were not talking about, wow, when NeNe stormed out, that was so much drama. They're like, oh God, Kenya coming in with a marching band with Edges Matter. That's what people talk about. Kenya wins. Kenya
your
versus
Edges Matter.
Yeah, Kenya. Kenya beat NeNe.
Yep. And you know, I'm not a huge Kenya fan either, but God, that was pretty glorious.
It was hilarious.
I'm but just gonna start doing mean shit to people and then going, I'm a businesswoman.
I think you should. I think you should.
Every time Ben gets annoyed with me, I'm just gonna say, I'm a businesswoman.
And every time Ronnie looks like he doesn't want to face the world, I'm just going to get in his face and say, we're going to Toronto Carnival!
God, I know. Did somebody give Tanya pills? Because she is more Tanya than ever every episode.
Tanya is like, oh, I'm going to get more than 5 minutes of screen time today? Okay, whoa! So speaking of which, the episode opens up with Portia and Tanya. They're at like a medical office and Portia's like, are we going to work out? And Tanya goes, even better!
We need to get our booty back after that baby! Portia's like, are we going to get stuff removed? And she's like, you don't even want to remove that butt! Whoa!
Portia's butt has gotten so big. It's like one of those like Victorian dresses, you know, where a lady walks and like she has a bust that goes like out like a shelf, you know,
yes,
like a little parasol.
It's a beautiful
huge
floating shelf.
It is a giant shelf, and it will someone will be very happy to nestle into it, I'm sure, with their face.
Yeah, I love my Portia and her big butt. And I love that the doctor's like, so the producer actually tells her, so are you doing this to get in shape again to start dating after what happened with Dennis? And she's like, I'm not doing this for some man. They get what they get. Which I think it's hilarious that Portia's body image is just like, you know, me at Halloween. Like,
right.
Such a fucking bitch at me. Yes, I gave you an old Roku remote control. You fucking get what you get. Get off my step.
That's right. Yeah. So Portia is like, she's like also having issues because she says she doesn't like her organs sitting outside her pants because ever since the C-section, her organs have been all over the place. I'm assuming that has something that's like a reference to lady business down there, but I'm also like having these weird images of like Portia's liver just like hanging out on her chest or something. Like, oh, my liver got out again. You know?
Oh yeah. When you get a C-section, they open you up, obviously, and then they have to pull out all your guts. And so, and you're still awake. I mean, my sister, I know this because of my five children that I have. No, I know this because my sister told me. She said, basically, you're still awake, but you can't feel anything, you know, like neck down or whatever. But you're still awake and you see your guts being pulled out.
Don't need to see it.
Yeah, they're just like, okay, well, here's your organs. Going to put that on this little couch desk I have here on the side. And, oh, do we have a coaster for this kidney? Okay.
Shannon Bedora, cesarean section aficionado.
Okay, well, we're just going to put some cream cheese back in there with you. Because, you know, cream cheese stuffs a salmon well, and it also stuffs a lady very nicely. So just a little cream cheese on the house.
Yes, and then they pull the little baby head out, and it looks like an alien coming out of all your guts. It's terrifying, basically. So there you go, everybody. I hope anyone out there who's pregnant just got some reassurance from this podcast.
Okay? I know.
They're like, hey, thanks a lot, jerks.
I know. Like, if anyone wants to, we'll just someone play this podcast for teenagers. Okay, we'll make sure there's no teen pregnancies. So this is what happens. Your organs go on the outside. They get put on a tray. They stuff you full of cream cheese and then the hot dog man cheats on you.
I know, we've scared so many people. A lady at one of our shows, this really pretty lady, I said, oh, my God, you look great. Because she looked great, okay? She goes, I'm pregnant. I was like, well, geez, well, you still look great. Like, what do you think I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yes, and you look great. You look beautiful. She's all mad. She's like, I'm pregnant.
She doesn't want to hear it. So Portia gets, they're basically at one of these places where they quietly electrocute you, and then say that it's the equivalent of doing 30,000 abs. So Portia gets onto this machine and they attach this belt to her stomach and she goes, as it starts to, like, she's like getting like zapped, you know, she's like, is my wig right? Like just all her noises start coming out.
And Tanya's like, don't worry, it's just like taking a big poop. And the way I was shaking is Tanya. Okay, so this thing is like the old days. You know how they show things in the 50s where they just strap women to these machines and it just shakes their jelly around? They're just like shaking. Yeah. And that is basically what I did while I watched the scene doing Tanya, just going, whoa! It's like I feel my boobs hitting my face and my underarms hitting my back. And I'm like, well, shit, I hope these get thin by doing nothing things really work. Because if Tanya stays on all season, I will be a stick.
I am actually sort of fascinated to try that, like, electrocute your midsection thing, just because I'm just fascinated by it. Like, I don't think it's going to work. I just want to know. I want to be where the fitness trends are.
So, yeah, I have a friend who's getting her license to do all that, like, freeze your fat off and, you know, freeze your neck fat or Kybella or all that stuff and a penis enlargement. She's like, do you want me to try anything out on you? I was like, everything. Like, I want a penis on my ear, okay? I want everything you can possibly do.
I want to try cool sculpting also because it's non-invasive and I want it to reduce my man boobs. So that would be lovely. I want cool sculpting. But it's like, it's so expensive. I'm like, is that $20? It's like, that's $5,000. Okay, never going to do it. But
yes,
I also want
to
try this.
That's why you have to find somebody in training. You know, maybe they'll mess up and I will actually get a penis on my ear. And, you know, like things may seem sad, but listen, you get what you pay for. And I'm paying nothing. Okay?
I'm gonna
maybe
have
I'll
just
be
like
skinny on only half of my body. I'm there.
Yeah, I feel like I'll just go to like a what's it called? Like cool sculpting, like student in training. And then like they'll mess up. And then I'll have like a band of skin around my chest that'll make it look like I'm like Mr. Freeze wearing a bikini or something, you know.
Sounds good to me. I love a bargain because then you can still tell people, well, this was free, you know. And then you can feel better than them.
Yeah, well, the reason why my nipple is up at my collarbone is because I did free cool sculpting. So anyway, speaking of low rent things, Marlo is gonna have a wig launch. And she's invited every single person, but she has not invited Ken. She texted everyone, but she didn't text Kenya. And then we get a flashback of Marlo on the phone with Portia. This is when Portia was at Jitterbug class with Kenya. And so Marlo's speaking on the phone with Portia on speaker and be like, I want you to come to my wig launch. And Portia's like, well, can Kenya come? And she's like, yeah, oh no, absolutely. Please invite Kenya. And they get off the phone and Kenya goes, who was that guy?
Oh, Kenya.
I laughed very hard.
I did not. I was like, oh, good one, Kenya. Good one, Kenya. I'm all mad. But I thought it was funny that Marlo is, of course, wants to be friends with everybody when she has something to launch. You know, it's like that lady has a lot of Instagram followers. So I'd love her for now. Okay, tell her to come to my party for now.
Yeah, for now. Well, everyone's an opportunist on this show. So Tanya's like, I just think that we should get the group together right now because, you know, it's episode 6 and the producer said let's get the group together right now. So I thought that's a great idea.
And she, her big trip is to Canada, and this answered a lot of Ben questions.
Yeah.
The preview that we did of Real Housewives of Atlanta, Ben was very confused about Carnival in Toronto. Well, here's your answer.
I had some very ignorant comments because I was like, Carnival in Toronto? Like, really? Like, why don't they just go to Rio? I had, like, a lot of, like, Carnival privilege that I expressed. And actually, a lot of people got a lot of, like, very nice supportive comments from people who were like, actually, Ben, Carnival is, like, not just Rio. It's actually all over the world. So I was like, okay, great. I'm an idiot. And then on top of that, we learned on this episode that this is actually the second largest one outside of Rio, something like that. So it's huge. And I was just being a Toronto dumbass. So I apologize to all the Torontans who were like, shut the fuck up, Ben. We have a great carnival. Because I believe it, because Toronto is a great city.
Yeah, isn't it like she said it's the biggest one outside of wherever?
The West Indies, yeah. So
the West Indies, just up the... ignorance about carnivals. Okay. I stayed at the Rio Hotel in Vegas. That's what I know about carnival. Okay. Every night they would come out and do a carnival. And I was like, wow, Dad. Wow.
I was raised at the carnival, not carnival. Oh, never mind. So, by the way, interesting that this is two trips in a row that Tanya is spearheading because she also was in charge of the Japanese trip.
Yeah. I was wondering about that. I thought she was, but then I thought maybe that was Eva's.
Well, it was Eva and Tanya together.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
But this, okay. And this is like a Tanya one. You know that this probably also pisses off Nini. You know she wants to like have some sort of trip to, I don't know where, Delaware. But like,
I think the producers must like secretly hate Nini and just want to get rid of her, but they just can't get rid of her because they're doing everything they can to just go anti-Nini at this point.
I think that the producers also hate Nini, and I think that she makes their lives very difficult. And this is probably a decision that came from Bravo Brass maybe even higher, maybe some idiot like at Comcast who just like knows that Nini is famous and doesn't really watch Bravo and is like, what, we're getting rid of Nini, but she's a star. And so like they're like, I think Nini is being forced upon them by like some executives who don't even watch Bravo.
Yeah. I would go with that.
Yeah, I like that
so
theory.
So Tanya's like, hold on, I have a surprise. And then she runs out like a Muppet, like when the Muppets are running. She's like, she literally goes up and down.
And Porsche. I just like understood what you were saying, and you were so right. That is exactly how she moves everywhere. She has like little poles on her hands. She is.
Yeah, so they just show, you see her hair just going boink, 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 boink out the room. She's like hop running like the Muppet.
And you know, like, what I love about it is like, it was this awkward, like, hold on, I've got a surprise. And then like, you know that like, it was probably like 15 minutes that Portia was sitting there waiting for Tanya to come back. And she's like, Tanya's like rummaging through the waiting room. They're like, no, I know, I put those feathers somewhere. Oh God, oh, time is ticking, time is ticking.
Yeah, she came back in a full new outfit, complete with a new belt and everything. Yeah. So she comes in big orange feathers and screams, we're going to Carnival!
And Portia just springs out of that chair and because Tanya's like doing like a bounce move. It's not twerking, but it's like a, like, you know, sort of like a Caribbean kind of like a booty shake dance, you know? And like she comes in doing that, and then Portia just jumps out of the chair and just starts joining it. Like, it was like such an instinct for Portia. She barely even knew what was going on, I believe, but she just knew. It was like, oh, it's time for me to shake my booty, and I'm going to do it right now.
Yep. Commercials. Here comes one right now.
Hey, you! Hey, you! Your go-to destination for the most addictive reality TV.
I love that.
Stream or download all the shows you love with loads same day as the US.
Hallelujah!
Including Keeping Up with the Kardashians, Real Housewives of New Jersey, and more. Okay. Escape the Christmas parties with over 7,000 episodes, because staying in is the new going out.
This is heaven for me.
Treat yourself to something special. Sign up now to get your 1 month free.
Hello everyone, it's Jamie Lang here from our brand new podcast, MOVE, which stands for Motivation, Opportunity, Vision, Entrepreneurship. Each week, my business partner and I interview a different successful person in their own right, of their story to where they got to today. Now they're athletes, artists, musicians, entrepreneurs, founders from all different walks of life. It's inspiring, it's encouraging, and it helps you to go out there and achieve your goal. So we have something for you today, which is going to help you. So listen to this, because this is going to help you with your financing. Now, Mini Financial Services has the perfect solution for you. Now, Mini Finance makes it easy for you to live the life you want with tailored fixed monthly payments to suit your budget. Not only that, buying a Mini with Mini Finance gives you tailored finance packages with options to change your Mini every few years. When you are working hard and chasing your dreams, financing a new or approved used Mini through Mini Finance Services allows you to simply live your life and carry on moving towards your next ambition or goal. Search Mini Finance to learn more about your finance options. UK residents aged 18 plus, guarantees may be required. Mileage and other conditions apply if you return the vehicle. Terms and conditions apply.
So next we go to Candy and Todd, who are playing a very fancy version of, what game is this?
Connect Four?
It is Connect Four, right?
Yeah, it's Connect Four. But there's also some Trixie Monocle. Did you hear the Trixie Monocle?
Was she like, Connect Four, Connect Four, not three, but four.
I think that Trixie Monocle's Connect Four song would be like, Connect Four what? Connect for what? Why should I connect if I'm not gonna connect for you? Yeah. No, but she said she...
1, 2, 3. Why? For what?
It's actually her ballad. I'm like a checker in a Connect Four board. Life seems good, and then you press the switch, and the checkers fall out.
That's way too many lyrics for Trixie Monocle.
It is. It's a little show tunesy. It's not so much about. It's more of like a twinkly song in her like Andrew Lloyd Webber tribute musical. But
yeah, I think that's like what she's planning to write. But what comes out is Connect Four. 1, 2, 3. What? Why? Connect for what?
Connect for what? So no, this one was actually it's funny because it's like It was, you know, it's more of like an R&B sound, right? But it's still Trixie. Like, clearly Trixie wrote it because the lyrics were like, today I'm a little bit hurt. I'm a little bit of this and a little bit of that.
Is that what she was really singing?
Yeah. Today I'm a little bit hurt. I'm a little bit of this and a little bit of that.
Oh, I love some Trixie. Oh, and why can't Candy just have a regular Connect Four? Like, who the fuck buys a fancy crystal Connect Four? And also, who plays Connect Four with their husband? Is that something husband and wives do?
I also want, like, if you're going to be gaming, like, I have Candy and Todd, I have recommendations. Like, we can get beyond Connect Four. Like, the world of gaming has evolved.
I know. Uno. Okay, so Kayla comes in. She's like, hi.
Hi. Yeah, hi. Kayla, like, really one of the most captivating people on Bravo. So she comes in, hi, and Todd's like, what's poppin'? Nothing.
So it's really great that you want to go to New York City to follow your dreams of being in fashion. I say, wow, you know, I'm so proud of you for just saying, I'm going to try something. And Kayla's like,
yeah. Wow, somebody said they're proud of me. They're like, oh no, sorry, we were talking to the Fern. They did not pay attention to Kayla. I liked also when he's like, did you have fun in Europe? She goes, yeah, it was fun. Like, oh, yeah. Okay. Well, it sounds like Europe really Paris made an impression on you.
Yeah. Yeah. So we talk about Kayla being mad at Todd because he doesn't show any emotions. And Todd's like, I've got to make you tough, kid. I've got to make you tough. And Candy says that she just stands back because it's not her biological daughter, but Todd better not treat their daughter like this because that's not going to fly with her. Yeah. And I think Kayla, of course she wants to go to New York now. She just saw Riley's apartment.
She's exactly.
Like, you're keeping that lease up, right? Because I'm so moving into that apartment, okay? I can show Riley how to make ice.
Yeah, I feel really bad for Kayla because, I mean, she, like, I guess the thing that annoys me is that, like, Todd didn't even know about Kayla until, like, what, 3 or 4 years ago, right? And now he's like, oh, I gotta make her independent, And she's like, I need affection from you. It's like, Todd, how about you focus on, like, giving some, like, love and affection for this girl who didn't even have you in her life for all those years, like, rather than trying to, like, toughen her off. Like, I think that she probably has a lot of independence in her, you know? Like, I wouldn't worry too much about that.
Yeah, you've already instilled that in her. But is it that he just met her? He didn't know that he had.
I think that he
didn't know he had her.
I could be wrong. People can chime in. I I'm pretty sure that, like, the story with Kayla was that he didn't realize he had Kayla until, like a few years ago.
Oh, my God. My memory is really terrible. Okay, what's his last name? Todd.
I don't know what Todd's last name is, actually.
Todd Real Housewives of a daughter. Okay, let's
Well, look. While you look that up, here's the other thing is that, like, he's all like, I want to show you how to be independent and fend for yourself. I'm like, says the guy who is, like, basically living off of Candy's wealth and using her money to start, like, all sorts of failing cottage industries. Or not industries, yeah. But side hustles.
Yeah. Say it again. I started looking up Todd. Oh, it's Todd Tucker. Duh. I started looking up Todd's daughter, but then they're just saying they didn't speak for a month, you know, because it's all the recent news. So I have to dig a little more. But yeah. Say what you just said again, because I want to hear it.
No,
it
was a very Ronnie Karam rant. Also, I think you'll like this. That it bothered me that he was talking about how he wants to make her independent and stuff, and how to fend for herself, when, like, Todd seems to be just like living off of Candy's money and just, like, using it to, like, start up all sorts of, like, dubious side gigs.
Yeah, which I guess she's going to go after him later the season, because I've been sticking up for Todd, saying, like, he works at the restaurants and, you know, like, we see him doing
stuff. The restaurant's
stuff.
He's successful, yeah.
Yeah, like, we see him doing stuff, and, like, he was producing TV shows and stuff, which I don't know if they're still on or not, but yeah. He was doing that, so usually I stick up for him because he seems to do more than just someone, like, laying around taking the money, but
I just wanted to go at him.
That she's going to go after him later this season, so yeah. I'm excited for that part.
Yeah, I just wanted to go at him because I didn't like that, like, she's clearly yearning for some, like, love and affection and some sort of, like, anything. And also, I really didn't like when Ken, like, to hear that they didn't talk for a month. Like, I'm sorry, that's bullshit. It's one thing for the kid not to talk to the parent, you know, for a month because the kid's, like, moody and the kid's young, but you're the parent and you're the adult and you're not going to talk to your daughter for a month. Like, get the fuck over it. I'm sorry. Like, I know you guys are, like, helping her out and stuff, but you're the father. And on top of that, you did miss a big chunk of her life. So how about you don't waste a month by not talking, sir.
Yeah, agreed. Do you have anything else on this scene?
No, I'll probably just start ranting again about the family's dynamic that I only know a sliver about, and just making very, very severe statements about. So I'll probably let's move on to Kenya showing up at a place called the Gathering Spot, where she is, like, she meets up with, like, her team, and she's like, all these sales are coming in for Kenya Moore Edgegrow. We performed so well in Sally Beauty stores that they gave us over 2,200 more stores.
And the guy is like, ka-ching, girl. But I like that she got so many plugs in, like, one little second.
I know. She's like, I missed last season, so let's just mention I'm in Sally Beauty. I'm going to be in 2,200 more stores, and my edge care is doing well, and I just bought a lawnmower, too, in case it wonders.
Yeah. Hashtag Sally Beauty. Ben's favorite store, Sally Beauty Supply.
Sally Beauty. I don't know why it annoys me so much. I do not know why.
Sally Beauty. Eva takes Marley to play some tennis, and then guess where Cynthia's at?
The Kitchen Island.
Yeah, her Kitchen Island, her favorite spot in the world.
Yeah, she's cutting an avocado, which is classic Cynthia. And she's like, Noelle, guess what I'm making? Guacamole.
Oh, my God. You make the best guacamole ever. This show has the least energetic children of any show.
I know.
Ever, really.
And it's so funny because their mothers are so full on. And I guess that's why, because the moms take so much energy. I mean, like, Noelle, Riley, Kayla, Brent, who works in comedy. What other kids are there?
Oh, my God, yeah. We haven't seen him this year.
Yeah, that's probably why they had to get rid of... even Brielle, honestly, has no energy.
Yeah, Brielle's another one. I just went to Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
So Cynthia is making some guacamole, which we're always giving Amanda on Summer House shit for making guacamole. Because like, everyone's like, wow, Amanda's guacamole. It's like, you know, that's just mashed up avocados, right?
Well, also, the origin of our Amanda guacamole thing is because it was, like, I think season two, she was, like, making guacamole. Like, it was either a lot or she was, like, just every scene it would cut to her making guacamole. And we got mad because we're, like, she probably thinks that, she's so special because she made guacamole. It's just mashed avocado. And she thinks, like, oh, try my guacamole.
Yeah, but avocados are the most expensive thing. So actually the person who does make the guac is really like the richest person in the room. And so true. I think that's why people do it. They have like, yeah, I made the guac and it cost me $50. Enjoy.
Yeah, like nice French onion dip that was a packet and some sour cream for $3 total.
You put that in your...
Hello?
Do you make guacamole with French onion dip? Is that what you're telling me?
No. See, you know, you disappeared first. No, I was here. There was a connection, but then it was hilarious because it seemed like we had a fight.
It did. I thought you got mad at me for me mocking the way that you make your guac with French onion dip.
I would never do such a thing.
You know that, right?
Well, you know that, okay, like, good. Melissa Clark, New York Times food writer and also prolific cookbook author, she once posted a recipe for, I think it's pea guacamole with PEA guacamole. And it was like a big controversy and everyone got mad at her. And it wasn't even her recipe. She just like posted like Jean Georges recipe. And it was like a whole controversy. And you know what? I made it and it's actually delicious. So that just goes to show.
What's the point? That there's French onion soup in there?
No, the point is that we can do fun things with guacamole, like add French onion soup mix to it if you want.
I see why people were furious, because that's not guacamole, that's peas.
Well, there was avocado, but there was peas in there too.
No, that's not fair. I'm infuriated. All right, what's her Twitter? I'm gonna go bully her on Twitter.
Yeah,
right,
bully
now,
Melissa Clark. She's such a fucking bitch, that Melissa Clark, with her delicious
you
meals.
And your fucking pee.
Yeah, what? Melissa Clark. Oh yeah, wow. Nice use of the Instapot. Why don't you throw your face in there and braise it in a surprisingly short amount of time?
I'm going to ruin her life.
Okay, it's official. Watch What Crappens has a rivalry with Melissa Clark.
That's it, everybody. We're taking her down.
We're taking her down. Don't want to ever have anything from her ever again.
Yeah, that would be us, so full of ourselves. We're like, we are going against the New York Times, everybody.
I know. I would love that. I would love that.
Oh, I'm sure they would be terrified.
Watch out, Allison Roman. You're next.
Okay, so let's go on to... Oh, so basically, Cynthia's making guac, and she tastes it with a spoon, and Noelle freaks out like she's Tom Colicchio. She's like, yeah. Mom, why would you put the spoon in your mouth? Take that out right now. It's like, I gave birth to you.
Yeah, Cynthia's being such a classic Melissa Clark in that moment. I was like, get off my screen.
Yeah, and also you've had Peter since... You've, like, had sex with Peter since then. Get the fucking spoon out of the guac. That's what I say. Okay?
I can't believe how much we just talked about guacamole because of this 1 5-second scene.
I know, because that's really all that happens. So then Nini shows up at a restaurant, and I'm assuming this season is shot out of order, like most seasons, because Nini's coming into this acting like it's her first time back on screen, and she is just going to remind everybody how charming and hilarious she is.
Absolutely.
And she's like falling all over herself, and she's falling all over the hostess stand, and she's like, I have a reservation, okay?
Just fun-loving Nini's been seeing a life coach and is just... smiling and happy. That's the Nini.
Making jokes with the waiters. She's not going to tip.
Woman of the people. Yeah. So she sits down and Candy joins. But before we even get into what they talk about, who else was massively distracted by the lady in the background wearing a t-shirt that had like a giant smiley face on it? It was like the mouth was like open. It was like the t-shirt was like a monster. Did you see that?
No, I didn't notice it.
Oh my god, I could not stop, because like every time I cut to Candy, there was a lady and she was blurred out, but you could still clearly see her t-shirt, and her t-shirt was like a black shirt, and then like there were these two eyeballs and then this like mouth that was like smiling and open, like and like it's like all I could do was look at this ridiculous t-shirt.
All I could see were Nini's big victim earrings. She was wearing crucifixes the size of small babies. I was like, okay, Nini, yeah, you're the biggest victim. Biggest victim since Jesus. We get it, Neens.
Yeah, so Nini invited Candy to lunch, and they're hoping, like, Candy's hoping it's to be the start of new beginnings. It's kind of funny because Candy was sort of wrapped up in that, like, messy stuff with Kenya and Cynthia and that recording at the end of last season. But it seems like Nini is fine to... Nini is not going to come for Candy because she knows Candy has a huge amount of power. So she's instead playing nice with her.
And Candy comes right back for her full force, which, you know, is what you have to do with bullies. If you want them to leave you alone, you punch them back, watch yep. them cry. And then the very next season, here they come on their knees because no one else will speak to them in the entire cast, you know?
Yep.
So she's like, well, I guess I'll go to the highest paid, according to who said that she's the highest paid?
Probably me, because I estimated. I mean, she has no. like...
One of them, I think Cynthia said it, because people were saying, oh, you're always kissing the ass of the highest paid. And she said, well, actually, that's Candy. Someone in the cast said that.
Probably. I mean, Candy must have, like, so many streams of passive income just from, like, her songwriting over the years. You know, hello. Like, just to have no scrubs, enough. That's enough. But she also has all the Destiny's Child stuff. And she also got a songwriting credit on that Ed Sheeran song. So, like... Candy, like, she has to be above and beyond wealthier than all of them.
Yeah, so for whatever the reason, Nini's kissing her butt today, and Candy's like, yeah, don't have any idea why she's reaching out to me, but whatever, I love a lunch.
Yeah, you know? Pretty much. So, yeah, Nini describes it by saying, like, well, we don't always see eye to eye, but we see each other, like, we understand each other. It's basically her way of saying, like, we're both rich and like we're the most like we're powerful. I don't know what it's.
Well, she was echoing the line where she said, "I see you," and Candy said, "We see each other."
Yeah.
Right. So she's playing really nice, you know, like acting like she didn't know Candy was going to have a baby.
Yeah. And then they're talking like catching up. It's lovely. And then they start talking about Portia and Dennis. And Nini's like, "So Dennis, is he like?" Sleeping with the pets or something. And then we find out, like, more finally we get a little bit more clarification about these rumors. It's that I guess maybe that Dennis liked watching animals having sex, things like that.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. She's like, what do? Just watch it on the internet? You need to check into a PetSmart.
Yeah, he goes, Portia needs to be checked for a rabies shot. Like, I just love that there's this ongoing strange bestiality thing that's going on with Dennis that is just like a casual thing at the top of it's like Cynthia making guacamole. You know, oh, Dennis, yeah, he's into yes. like animal sex.
So then she's talking about the Pride Parade, and of course she tells it in her way. She said, oh, well, hello, Cynthia, and that Cynthia was kind of giving her attitude.
Yeah.
And Candy's like, well, okay, but you did just do that interview the week you knew you were going to see them, so.
Yeah, and like, Nini's like, well, but Cynthia had done 8 of them, you know, as if Nini has never said a bad thing about anyone. You know, she always acts yeah. like she's been forced into this situation.
Yeah. And she's like, and not only has Cynthia been talking about me, but I talked to someone that we have in common. And unfortunately for her, they recorded what she said.
Yeah.
Like, dun, dun, dun. Guess who else recorded it? All of the TV cameras. No one cares with your stupid fight. Cynthia doesn't like you anymore. Do you understand? You're trying to start a fight with somebody who gave up on your stupid ass, okay? You mess that up. You fucked up another relationship. It's over. Stop trying to start fights with people who don't care about you.
And Bravo is trying to make it like a mystery, even though, like, previously on the Real Housewives of Atlanta, it's Yovana saying, yeah, she was talking to me, and I have the receipts as she reaches for her phone to, like, show people something. It's like, it's not that much yes. of a mystery here.
Another instance where I'm just a dumbass, because remember when she said, I have receipts, and I was like, you don't have receipts, show your receipts. You know, yeah. I went crazy on her because she didn't show her receipts. So I guess they just cut that part out, and now they're going to make it a huge mystery.
Yeah, because remember, we said it last week, we're like, it was weird because she was reaching for her phone as if she was going to show something, but then she never showed it.
Yep. So Nini's like, well, you know, I'm seeing a life coach.
And Kay goes, really? It's like, oh. And then Nini's like, I can't wait to see all these girls, and that just like elicits a classic Candy laugh. The
uh-huh. Yeah, she's like, I don't know if they can't wait. And then he's like, well, that's okay, because she's coming. And then she makes that, like, wacky face and starts rolling her eyes at different times. I'm like,
oh, just Nene. She is so wacky. It's so great to have her here.
Get rid of her. Get rid of her already. She's tired.
Yeah, she's not contributing anything. So then we see some clips of other people doing things around town. Eva's doing something with the kids, just hanging out with her kids. And then Portia's, like, posing for an Instagram photo. And, like, her assistant has a full-on lighting ring. And she's, like, trying to show the shoes. And she falls over. Which is actually, it was funny. But I was also like, this is a lot for Instagram.
That's Portia, though. Portia loves an extra Instagram post.
Exactly.
So then we go to a hardware store. And it's hilarious how everybody walks in and just looks at it like, what the fuck is this place? They look at it like it's the craziest shit they've ever seen in their life.
I know.
So Cynthia, it goes in. Oh, sorry. What were you going to say, babe?
I just said I know. Oh. I was agreeing. I was signing off on your observation.
So Cynthia comes in and she's just that customer everybody in service hates. Like when we say, how are you doing today? We don't mean how are you doing today. It's a nice way of saying hi. Okay. Your responsibility is to say good. How about you? And then our responsibility is to say good. What can I help you with? Okay. We're not saying really, how are you, Cynthia?
Yeah. So instead Cynthia's like, child, I'm renovating my bedroom so I can make space for my boyfriend, child. And he's like, well, that's commendable.
She goes, yeah, I'm a good girlfriend. Actually, a future fiance. Okay, Cynthia, enough. Okay, put your history back in a book. Nobody cares. Nobody needs it. So he's like, well, I don't care. Those axes are handmade if you want to touch one. So then Kenya comes in and she's like, is that Miss Bailey? Ha, ha,
ha. Are those a bunch of axes? Ha, 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 Sally Beauty. Ha, 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 ha.
So Candy comes in and she's did you notice that they were making it very clear that Candy is not part of their like little twosome? Like poor Candy is like stuck besides these two. She's stuck with these two tall people. And at one point they walk away and Candy's just kind of walking behind them like,
no, you know why? No, it's not that Candy was left out. Candy was doing what I love to do in a hardware store, which is walk in and be like, wow, I love the smell of hardware stores. Like I know it for a moment. Candy was probably like, I never come into hardware stores, but every time I do, gosh, I love the way they smell in here. I think she was having some hardware store appreciation at that moment.
Yeah, she's like, do you have any Connect 4 games made out of crazy building materials?
See? No. Plywood. So Cynthia is going to be building she's going to build a closet, because in her last house she had a closet that was full of Cynthia Bailey wallpaper, so she wants to recapture that moment and everything, and she's talking about how she has high self-esteem, and Candy goes, where'd that come from?
Candy said that?
No, Kenya said that. Kenya was like, where'd your high self-esteem come from? Which I love.
Yeah, and she's like, well, I know that everybody's saying that I'm so insecure and, you know, I have no self-esteem, but I did have wallpaper with my face, so...
is that wallpaper available in 2200 Sally Beauties?
So Candy's like, well, by the way, speaking of, I saw Nene, and they're like, what? And she's like, yep, went to lunch, I saw her. And Cynthia's like, well, you've come a long way since we were both talking on the phone secretly and got caught at the reunion.
So Candy basically just starts relaying what Nene said, that like, you know, that Nene was saying that like Cynthia was talking shit. That's why she did that interview. And Cynthia's like, I respond. So that's not totally true, because it's not like she was responding in all those interviews to something that Nene had said that day.
She was.
But she's responding in general. Well, she's responding to questions, and she's also responding to being treated like shit by Nene. And that's allowed. If you get treated like shit, you're allowed to vent about it. I believe that. And then, like, it's bullshit that then Nene gets mad that Cynthia is reacting to Nene's abuse.
Oh, yeah. So Nene is constantly mad about everything all the time. She's the biggest victim ever. Yeah. So Candy's like, well, she did say she's going to a life coach, and they all start cracking up. And Kenya says, is it Jesus? Because that's who she needs.
Ha, 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 ha. Ha, 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 Jesus. So, Candy's so then Candy says that, like, well, by the way, you guys have a mutual friend who recorded you talking shit about Nini. And I, you know what? I like Cynthia's response. Cynthia's like, you know what? I don't really care what this person has. I'm sure I was talking about Nini in defense of all the things that Nini said about me. And honestly, I don't care if there's receipts, you know, because the truth is, if I'm kissing Nini's ass, and like then I'm her friend. I'm like Michelle Obama. But at the moment that I'm not kissing her ass, then I'm dirt on the floor. So who the fuck cares?
Yeah, she's like, she can take the recordings and shove them up my ass. And I was like, whoa, okay.
I love this, Cynthia.
Yeah, but she said she can shove them up my ass.
Oh, I thought she said her ass.
No, she said my ass. And then it cut to her going, and I mean all the way up her ass. So she corrected it in her
interview.
But it's funny when Cynthia gets all nasty. Like, she tries to get, like, real housewivey, and she always kind of messes it up, you know?
I had a friend who, like, I remember, like, 15 years ago, he used to, like, his way of, like being like, shut the fuck up, or, like, saying something like that, like, how do I get up my ass? He always would intend to say, well, I wonder how they'd like it with my dick in their mouth. Like, it's like some, you know, like, yeah, like, I'm going to dominate you, you know, sort of like a bro way. But he'd always mess it up, and he'd always go like, well, I wonder how they'd appreciate it when their dick's in my mouth. He said it like that way, like, 4 or 5 different times. And I was like, I think, in my mind, I was like, I think it's supposed to go the other way around if you're trying to, like.
But thanks. Now I've pictured you with a lot of dicks in your mouth. So that's fine. You did,
it was
you did
hilarious.
Get us off the argument by doing that. So thanks.
It was hilarious.
So next up, Cynthia is talking to Eva on the phone about the Marlo wig party. And Marlo's like, yeah, I had to blink 3 times because I got a text from her. And Cynthia's like, a group text or a private text? And she's like, oh, a private one. And she said she sincerely wanted me to come. And I didn't respond. I wish her well, though. Good luck. Good luck, old barren woman.
Yeah. And then they start talking about, first of all, Eva's talking about how funny it is that Marla's even doing a wig launch, considering that she has so many ill-fitting wigs. And then they start talking about Eva and Nini's, recording, this whole recording thing. And there's, like, this, I think, is this where they're, like, suspect number one, Yovana, suspect number two, Marlo. And, you know, Cynthia being she's still a pushover at heart. And she's like, well, child, even though it's very obvious that one of these two women probably did this to me, until I know better, I'm just going to be very friendly to them and share more personal parts of my life with them.
They better not mess with me, or I'm going to be nice to them at a party.
They better not mess with me, otherwise I will share more secrets with them.
Yes. So then we get Tanya and Portia in the car. On their way to the wig launch. And Tanya, you know, Tanya's like such a good friend of. She's always setting up the scene. She's like, are you ready to go to Marlo's wig launch?
Oh, wow. This is going to be so exciting. Oh, my God. My heat seater. My seat heater. Oh, heat seater. I'm so excited. I can't even say what it is. It's on. It's on level 3. Oh, it's warm. Is your butt warm too? Whoa.
So she says, yeah, you know, this is exciting because it's the first time we're all going to be together. And Portia's like, no, it's not. And she goes, oh, don't you remember the Bailey queue? Nini wasn't there. She's like, is that why it was fun?
Yeah. Oh, she's like, oh, you mean that time when we all had fun? So then Portia starts talking about the, you all may remember a few months ago, like not long after the reunion, Portia and Nini had this, like, Portia, like, leaked all these texts that she had exchanged with Nini. I didn't pull them up, but it was long and it was great. And basically, Nini was having a tantrum, and Portia was just like laughing at her over text and was like, okay, whatever, bye. Like, Portia so handled Nini. It was amazing. I really recommend everyone to go back and find these texts. So Portia starts.
No, they can't because they were deleted, remember?
Yeah, so they're on the internet.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I'm like, no, they were only posted in one place. The internet wouldn't repeat things.
The internet will never archive those.
Yeah, sorry. I don't know where my brain was.
That's okay.
But yeah, Nini, because Portia had said what happened in the closet that day, and Nini was denying it. And so she starts cursing her out and calling her fat and Miss Piggy, and she had just had a baby. Portia's like, yeah.
Yeah, so Portia's like, fuck this woman. And so Portia's just setting up for the audience why she and Nini don't get along anymore, because essentially after the whole closet debacle, Nini was a total biatch to our sweet, sweet Portia. And then there's this whole text thing. And I think it was the best thing that Porsche ever did was to leak those texts. It's not a nice thing to do, but Nini needed to be exposed. And that's exactly what happened.
Right.
And so Porsche's basically like, if Nini's there today, I'm not even going to say hi. And Tanya is scandalized. She goes, not even a hey back? Not even a hey back?
Nope.
Blonde Porsche is cold as shit.
Oh, my God. I mean, I can't imagine someone saying hey and not going, hey.
I hope the carnival can fix this. Whoa.
So
next up, we are at the I Am Her event.
I am her. She is.
I am her.
It really should be I am she and she is I, but that's fine. It's called like predicate nominative. So Yovana arrives, Candy arrives, and Candy's like, oh, it's cool. There's like a wig wall, and sort of thought there'd be more fabulousness here. And then we just see a shot of like all these bare, undecorated walls. There's basically like a bowl of like Reese's Pieces peanut butter cups, and that's it.
Yeah, and Candy's Kathy. Did I just call her Kathy? Candy's cracking up at herself for saying it needs more fabulousness. She's like, "Well, that wasn't nice. Sorry." So Yovana thinks she's like the new lead of this show, which is hilarious. She's like, "Hello, welcome to the event." Like, she comes over in some like big long hair and this little like see-through dress.
Yeah. Well, she wasn't in blonde hair, but she did have that sort of like she had long hair.
Oh, did I say blonde hair. I meant that long. Matter, but right? There is a lot of blonde hair.
Cynthia has a blonde afro that looks amazing. But yeah, Yovana is so done up. I almost didn't recognize her. I almost thought it was someone new, like a new friend of. And I was like, who is this person?
Yeah, she just keeps trying different looks because the last ones get fired.
So even
like, I'm a totally new girl. A totally new that bitch.
Yeah, that bitch. So even though, like, Yovana clearly recorded Cynthia and has an agenda, she's still kissing her ass. And so she's like, oh, wow, Marla, like, I didn't realize you were going to be here because Marla thought you weren't going to be coming since Nini's coming. And Cynthia's like, nope, I'm coming. I'm a cast member, unlike you. So, yeah, I'm here.
Yeah. And she's just being really overly nice to Cynthia. Yeah. So Candy goes, before we go any further, are you the one who recorded Cynthia? And the famous,
And Yovana's like, who said I recorded Cynthia? I mean, why would I record Cynthia with my iPhone voice recorder? I would never do such a thing. I don't even know who Cynthia is. Who's Cynthia? Are you Cynthia? I don't know. I'm not guilty. Not guilty.
Yeah, she's totally guilty. And Candy says, no one said you did. I'm just asking you because Nini said that one of our mutual friends recorded Cynthia talking shit. And she's like, well, why do you got to tear me up like that? She's like, I'm just asking. And she goes, well, I'm not the spy. No, not at all. It's not me at all.
I'm that bitch, not that spy. Okay. I'm not that bitch. I mean, I'm that
bitch,
spy.
Not that snitch.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, exactly. That's good. Well done, Ronnie. Thanks. Good use of rhymes.
I love a rhyme.
You know, Yovana, if Yovana were smart, she would have said that. I'm that bitch, not that snitch. So then Cynthia, of course, like, it's like clearly the most, like, Yovana's basically like sweating, like loosening up her invisible collar and like, you know, trembling. And Cynthia's like, well, Yovana's adamant that she's not the spy, so I'll just have to take her word for it.
For now. It's like, oh, yeah, Cynthia. Yeah, you're really gearing up.
Getting
to
the bottom of this. Yeah.
So, Yovana's like, is Kenya coming? And Cynthia says no. And Candy's like, she's not. Like, she squeals, she's not.
Kenya? Because Eva's not coming either. And Candy looked so sad. She looked like, it was almost as if, like, Eva had told Candy, when I see you today, I'm going to give you that peppermint patty that you left at my house. And Candy had been like looking forward to that peppermint patty all day long. Like, today's the day I get my peppermint patty back. And then Eva's not coming. And she's like,
I think she was thinking, why do I have to come to work and nobody else has to come to work? Are we all getting paid for this episode? Because I want to get the hell out of here too.
I mean, I personally liked my peppermint patty narrative, but yours is probably more correct.
Well, maybe she was thinking, why did I have to come to work when I could be eating a peppermint patty?
Yeah, that's probably what it was.
Look at that meeting in the middle.
Because you know Candy probably eats a bunch of those. She probably sticks them in her Connect Four set and then, like, releases them and lets them all tumble out.
And then Todd's like, no, my daughter cannot eat any of them. I'm going to make her tough.
She's like, no. She has to pay for her own. And Kayla's like, okay.
Kayla goes, then Tanya enters, so Tanya-like. She's like, hi, girls.
Yeah, she's like, hi, oh. And then Portia's with her. So Portia's also in blonde, and so Portia sees Cynthia's blonde wig, and she's like, great wigs think alike, which I thought was actually a great, that was like, I was like, that's like a t-shirt, great wigs think alike.
Yeah. So then this poor intern has to give a speech, and she looks terrified. She's like, welcome to Marlo Hampton's hot, elegant, drastic hair dramatic, elegant, haute, or is it hot or haute hair installation? People are like, yay. And then Marlo comes out with her niece and nephew. She's like leaning on them like they're crutches.
Yeah, she's so basically like, you can't make fun of me today because I brought my niece and nephew who I'm taking care of because of hardship in the family. So good luck trying to take me down. I have my protection.
Yes. So everybody woos her and she gives a speech. Kind of. She's like, welcome to my hair installation. Save 7 wigs for every day of the week. Whenever I'm sad, I have a wig. Whenever I feel low, I have a wig. Whenever I feel broke, I have a wig. I can be her. Portia's like, you're never broke, honey.
It was basically like that Kimberly Locke song. 7 wigs for 7 wonders, whatever it was called.
7 wigs for 7 brothers. The musical.
It's basically the story of Purim. I think the story of Purim is that there's a king, Ahasuerus, who has like a different wife, a different girlfriend every day of the week. And then Esther is like one of them, and something happens. I don't know.
Esther's like, I'm her.
Okay. Esther has a great wig.
Yeah, Esther's just got a different wig for every day of the week.
I learned more about this on my new podcast. Ben bastardizes a pretty basic Jewish history.
So Nini's showing up. Everybody's celebratory. And then Nini's just like sauntering up slowly. And then the music stops when she enters.
She's wearing like a dress that looks like she's got a bunch of dead tunas hanging from her.
So there's slow motion on every woman's face as Nini walks in, but they're trying to make drama out of nothing, and like, it's obvious because Candy is just bored. I was like, you had to make Candy's bored face slow-mo too.
Yeah.
Candy's just like, she's like looking for the exit sign and happens to see Nini.
Literally no one cares. It's like, and I guarantee most of that footage is because like a UPS worker walked in with a box and everyone thought it was theirs. And they're like, let's just splice this with Nini walking in instead.
So then Marlo gets really excited when she sees Nini.
Yeah.
She's like, oh my God, Nini's here. Which is so sad that she has to be so excited that Nini showed up. And of course, Nini's fucking late to the event.
Yeah, to her own friend's event, which is such bullshit.
Yes.
And Nini's like, hello, hello, hugging everyone. And then she like taps Portia on the shoulder and goes, hi. And Portia just fully ignores her and starts talking to someone else. Like, did you try that wig on? It was great.
Yeah. And Portia's like, did you see that? That was called the PW Hurt.
Mm-hmm. I loved it. So Cynthia and Nini, they like do like kisses on the cheeks, like they're all fake. And Cynthia's like, well, if you're gonna be all fake and kissy on the cheek, then I'll be fake and kissy on the cheek. I was like, oh wow, you really showed her.
I'm gonna play the same game that they're playing. Kiss me, kiss me. I'm in.
Yeah, kiss me, I'm in. And then Portia shows a lot of personal growth. She starts walking around the room going, I'm looking for the Burger Man. I'm looking for the Burger Man. I was like, wow, she really has moved on.
That therapy is really working. It stopped her from just shouting out hot dog randomly in parties.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I mean, maybe by this time next year, she might be onto French fries.
Yeah. She's like, Nini turned on me after pretending she was my sister. So fuck her. I've got nothing for her. And I don't regret that. Thanks.
So Marlo is like, she decides that she is going to do like a contest, and she wants women to, she's going to ask 2 women to come up and snatch a wig from the wall and put it on a model, and then they have to like, they've got 5 minutes to achieve the best flat curl to the hair wig. So of course she chooses Nini and Portia, because she wants to stir up drama, right? So this is going to be Marlo's big dramatic moment. So Nini and Portia are game. They get their wigs. They put on the models. They start doing it. It's like, it's actually going pretty nicely. And then all of a sudden we hear... That's my version of a drum line, by the way, in case you were wondering.
Oh, Ronnie. I was like, what the hell? What the hell's going on?
That was my drum line.
It was the drum line. I'm so stupid. I was looking through my notes frantically, like, oh my God, I even have drums come in. And I was still like, oh my God, where is he?
I don't know if it sounded like drums, but that was my attempt. I've never done a drum line impersonation. Maybe I should have been like.
Wow, that's really good, actually.
It's because I haven't cut my nails. I get a good clack.
That was really good.
Get a good clack sound.
I go with choice B. But I love in this, first of all, this contest is stupid. And then second of all, of course, Marlo is unprepared for her own contest. She's like, you have 5 minutes. I need a timer.
Yeah.
Like, okay, of course you don't have a fucking timer. And then Portia is just like dancing on the ground the whole time. And then Ivana is trying to jump in so she could be part of the scene. It's just a huge mess. So Portia wins. But then Nini's like, of course I didn't even have a hair dryer or a hair iron that was turned on.
Yeah.
Like, there were so much of these ladies just being so themselves in the span of 5 seconds. So, yeah, we hear a drum line and drummers come in.
Yeah, the drummers come in, and then here comes Kenya going, Kenya, more hair care. Kenya, more hair care.
And they're wearing signs that say your edges matter.
And Marlo's like, what the hell is this? Kenny's like, hi, hi. And Tanya loves it. She's like, oh!
And Portia's cracking up too, but she's like, this is so wrong. Okay.
Yeah, she's like,
this
I am wrong, done.
But God, I will be using that product.
Yeah. Yeah, she's like, today your edges don't matter, okay? You are insane for doing this. But tomorrow, yes, my edges matter and I will be using the product.
So Kenya's like, well, Marlo isn't known for wigs or good hair or edges. She's bald to the back of her skull. So I'm not interested in supporting her wig line. I have my own hairline to support. You're welcome.
And Marlo is actually pretty chill at first. She's like, oh, cool, Kenya. Yeah, yeah, pass it out, whatever. You know, she's like not angry just yet. She's like, she's playing it cool. She's doing her thing. And then, you know, Nini's like, this is the Kenya I know. Every time I see her, her horns get longer and longer and longer. I'm like, she literally has brought in long horns. Like, they're playing like they've got trumpets and trombones.
Nini is so mad. And she keeps trying to diss the band. She's like, there were only two people in that band. Like, no, there weren't. And it's on TV. So nice try, sour grapes.
Yeah, so Marlo's like, does it help eyebrows? The edge cream. And she's like, we're not going to talk about your uniboob. Or whatever Kenya said. Maybe she said unibrow. I don't know why I wrote down uniboob.
She said uniboob. She did say uniboob. Because it's nonsensical. She's like a bunch of... Okay, it's just typical Kenya disses. Where she's just saying, putting words together. So Marlo fights the same way. Where she's like, well, you're poor. Ooh.
Yeah, it's true. So Candy sees Kenya, and she's like, you're a mess. And Kenya's like, I am a businesswoman, and this is a great opportunity to promote with women who are wearing wigs over their edges. It's synergy.
So Marlo's like, come on, Kenya, participate. We're playing games. Come on, let's go this way. She goes, no, that's okay.
And that's when Marlo
takes
mad.
A big drink out of her hand. She's like, you're not drinking on me, bitch.
Yeah, she's like, if you're going to crash this but then not play my not prepared games, then we're going to kick you out. So she's like, all right, well then, security. I was like, you need some Karen Huger in there.
I know, because her security wasn't listening to her.
Yeah.
She's like, where's my security? And then the guy's like exhausted walking from the front. He's like, oh, Jesus.
It's basically the guys from like TV's Bloopers and Practical Jokes coming out with brooms and like mops. But like...
And Kenya's like, well, really, Marlo? Are you trying to Kenya me? Kicking people out is my thing. And then we get a montage of Kenya kicking people out of places. My favorite was when she was like, and you can get off my boat.
Yeah. I love that. Kicking someone off a boat in the middle of a lake. So now Marlo is trying, because everyone really only cares about Kenya, which is amazing. And Marlo is like trying to like turn the tide. And she goes, so everyone's here to support Marlo, right? No more Kenya Moore. We want you to go. No more Kenya Moore. We want you to go. And she's like doing it as like a protest. And of course, Yovana jumps in. You know, she's like, yeah, no more Kenya Moore. We want you to go. So like, basically all like the bit players are trying to do this protest thing. But no, it's like not catching on with anyone else.
I know. There's like three people doing it.
So then Nini is like, for some reason, Nini charges out of there. She's like, I'm leaving. I don't know why. Like, I
think she's had zero attention.
Yeah.
Like, no one said
like, I know why.
No one's fighting with her.
I know why, but I don't know why. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, well, she says when she leaves, she gets her bags and leaves. And then Yovana chases her out. And she's like, Nini! And Nini won't stop her car, so she hits her window. And then Nini rolls down her window. And she's like, girl, if you hit that window, I will kill you. Get your hands off my car. She goes, where are you going? I thought you were here to support your friend. And she's like, this is not my life. Okay? I'm not doing that for anyone. It's like, okay. Yeah. Okay.
Nini's trying to have like a scene. Like, because Nini thinks this is going to be in the trailer. Like, oh, this is going to be a moment. But like, no one cares. Like, literally no one cares. No one chased after Nini. Like, even the valets didn't probably even bother getting her car. They're like, yeah, it's over there, bitch.
Yeah, I think she just parked it right in front.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, of course, Yovana comes back in and is like, well, Nini left. And Portia's like, yeah, because it wasn't about her. You know?
So Kenya's like, well, I'm going to go. I have to check on Brooklyn. It's like, oh, my God. Even when you're being an asshole, you use your baby as, like, a defense shield. It's so obnoxious.
Well, I mean, they all do, right? Because, again, Marla walked in with her, like, niece and nephew. Then Kenya does that. Like, it's just, like, you know, it's like baby guards, baby shields.
Yes, baby shields.
Even though the niece and nephew, Marla's niece and nephew are not babies. But still, children's shields.
Children's shields, yes.
Youth shields.
Youth. Shielded by youth, which is why I am now pregnant.
Yeah. So Kenya goes, she leaves to go take care of Brooklyn. And Marla goes, and you wonder why you're single and paying child support.
What does that mean?
Don't know. But attract, unfortunately, for Kenya.
That is such a Marlo thing to say. Like, wait, what? Yeah, I had to rewind it, and I was like, I think she did just say she's single and she's paying child support. I guess she's saying that her husband's never there, so she's single, and she's paying child support, meaning the husband's using her for money? Well, I don't know. You can't really read into too much of what Marlo's saying, because she's just putting random words together.
Yeah, yeah, pretty much. She's like, Kit Kat, Costco card. Stapler, radio.
She's like, Velcro! So she yells after her, baby daddy is paying less than you're owed. And so Kenya's like, yeah, she's just jealous that my product was snatched up before hers.
Yeah, she makes some reference to Marlo's dusty dry wigs or something like that. So Kenya leaves, and Marlo's like, oh, shucks, foiled again. And Cynthia's like trying to smooth things over. And she goes, well, you know, child, she showed up, which I think was great. And everyone's like, what? Like, it wasn't like she showed up to support Marlo, okay? She showed up to troll Marlo.
Yeah, Cynthia, who's so tough now and not just kissing people's ass because they're more dominant than her.
Right.
It's like, what? She was totally being nice.
And Marlo's like, she doesn't like me. She should have stayed home like Eva did.
Yeah, I respect Eva more. So then Kenya drives away, and she's telling her friend, that was fun. I'm a businesswoman. I'm a businesswoman.
Sally Beauty.
And that brings us to the end of Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Yeah, hey, guys. Thanks so much for listening. By the way, we should mention... we're not doing Married to Medicine this week because we just have so much on our plate and it hasn't been that good the past few weeks. So we're just putting it on pause because instead we are going to recap Project Runway because it was the season premiere. So we're going to do a little Project Runway recap this week instead. And, you know, stay tuned for all the programming updates. And in the meantime, tomorrow we have Below Deck. We also have announcement of new shows. And I think that's it. Don't forget to come see us in Denver and Seattle. And Seattle's our Crappismas. So, fun times. Thank you, Ronnie, for being a friend.
Yes, and did we already announce what we're doing in those? We did. I'm sorry, you did at the beginning of the show. I'm an idiot. But just
it's Dallas...
in case you guys forgot, it's OC,
no.
Actually.
Oh, OC?
Yeah, we're doing OC in the first show.
In Dallas?
Well, that's what we talked about.
OC in Denver?
Yeah, we're doing OC in Denver. And
you
were
right.
Jersey.
I messed that up.
And oh yeah, I don't want to talk about Leanne's racist ass again this week.
Oh, enough. God. Like, I have to go back and fix that.
She's officially stripped the fun for now, at least at a live show. It's like Christmas. Like, let's keep it a little lighter. So we're going to do OC in the first show, and then we're going to do New Jersey in the second show. So we'll see you for Crappin's Miss, everybody.
Bye, everyone.
Bye. Let's begin on nighttime relaxation. You've never felt more... Feel your eyelids getting... Now let yourself lay back and get a good night of... When cold and flu symptoms won't let you sleep, ask for Night Nurse. Its unbeatable strength helps put cold and flu to bed. Only available at the pharmacy counter. For cold and flu relief, visit dayandnightnurse.co.uk/verify for verification. Always read the label.
Hello everyone, it's Jamie Lang here from our brand new podcast, MOVE, which stands for Motivation, Opportunity, Vision, Entrepreneurship. Each week, my business partner and I interview a different successful person in their own right, or their story to where they got to today. Now they're athletes, artists, musicians, entrepreneurs, founders from all different walks of life. It's inspiring, it's encouraging, and it tells you, helps you to go that out there and achieve your goal. So we have something for you today which is going to help you. So listen to this, because this is going to help you with your financing. Now, Mini Financial Services has the perfect solution for you. Now, Mini Finance makes it easy for you to live the life you want with tailored fixed monthly payments to suit your budget. Not only that, buying a Mini with Mini Finance gives you tailored finance packages with options to change your Mini every few years. When you are working hard and chasing your dreams, financing a new or approved used Mini through Mini Finance Services allows you to simply live your life and carry on moving towards your next ambition or goal. Search Mini Finance to learn more about your finance options. UK residents aged 18 plus, guarantees may be required, mileage and other conditions apply if you return the vehicle. Terms and conditions apply.